Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Sukhasagari Mataji. So Mataji has been teaching the Goswami Academy kids at ISKCON of Houston. She teaches music level 1 and, she teaches music and Sanskrit level 1 for these children. So we are fortunate to have Mataji with us, and Mataji is on the line. So we'll have her sing a small Ram Kirtan, and then we'll start the class. So Mataji, you can take over.
Hare Krishna, please.
Yes, Mataji.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Mataji. Please go ahead.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Girijas Paminiti Namini. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Paminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasthamini Vichesha Shunyavani Pachata Vishatavini. Vancha Kalpa Sahibhya Chakrapa Sindhutaya Vachapatitana Pamle Dhyo Vaishnavi Dhyo Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you, Preeti Mataji, for giving me an opportunity on this auspicious occasion of Sri Ram Navami. Actually, Preeti Mataji had mentioned that this would be the return of Lord Rama back to his kingdom, and it would be nice to sing a short song in praise of this occasion. And after I went through some searching, I actually found this pasuram. This is a pasuram or a verse or a hymn by Sri Kulashekar Alwar. He was a great devotee of Lord Rama, and he has composed 105 pasurams in praise of both Lord Krishna and Lord Rama, and also the presiding deity of Sri Rangam and other deities, a couple of other deities. So this is just one stanza or one verse I'm going to be reciting today, or singing today, in fact. This is from the 10th decade, as they call it. These pasurams are arranged in groups of 10 or 11 verses. So this is from the 10th decade, or the 10th group of 10 verses. And the 10th group of 10 verses actually glorifies the whole Ramayanam. It is called Sampurna Ramayanam, because after Kulashekar Alwar had portrayed the lamentation of King Dashrath when Rama leaves for exile, after that he thought that it would be a good idea to, summarize the whole Ramayana. And so in these 11 verses, the whole Ramayana is recited. And the particular verse which I'm going to be reciting, singing today, is actually the eighth verse of the 10th decade. And it the meaning of the verse is like this: reaching back his palace of Ayodhya, full of tall and huge buildings, made of impregnated gemstones and golden plates, and became the unparalleled king of Ayodhya, listening to the old stories of Ravan from sage Agastya, heard his own story from the coral mouth of his two sons Lava and Kusha, born from Sita of the most auspicious Mithila. This most beautiful lord is here at Tillai Chitrakutam Divyadesham. Listening to his divine life story, Ramayanam, with my ears, enjoying his divine beauty with my eyes, I would never ever consider any other object as worthy if it is Devamrutam, the divine nectar. He alone is my enjoyment and sweetest nectar. So this is what Kulashekar Alwar is trying to convey in this verse. This is the meaning of the verse which I'm going to be singing now.
हम को निडमणि माड अयोधी हम को निडमणि माड अयोधी हरसे
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very, very Nectarian. So thank you. That was a very beautiful start. So now we are going to cover Yuddha Kanda 10. I'll start off with the prayers. Om Ajnanata Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Nilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Radha Natha Swami Nitiname Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitiname Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschalati Deshitarini Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Ayat Gadhara Shri Nakadi Gaurabhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prayers to Valmiki, Hanuman, and Lord Sri Ramachandra. Kujantam Rama Ramiti, Maduram, Madhuraksharam, Aruhya Kavita Shakam, Vande Valmiki Kokilam. Valmiki, Munisimhasya, Kavita Vanacharinaha, Shrinivan, Ramakatanatham, Konayate, Paramgatim. Veda Vedye, Parepunsi, Jati, Dasharatatmaje, Veda Pracheta Sadasi, Sakshat, Ramayanatmana. Anjana Nandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashinam Kapisham Makshahantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Manojavam Maruta Kavya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhimatam Varishtam Vatatmajan Vanarayuramakyam Shri Ramadutam Shirasanamami Anjaneya Madhipatanalanam Kanchanadik Kamaniya Vigraham Parijata Tarumulavasinam Bhavayami Bhavamananandanam Yatra Yatra Raghunatha Kirtanam Tatra Tatra Krita Mastakanchalim Bashpavari Paripurna Lochanam Maruti Namukraksha Samukam Shri Raghavam Dasharatatmaja Matraniyam Sivapatim Raghukulani Ratnadeepam Ajanubahum Maravinda Dayala Daksham Ramam Nishachara Vinashakam Namami Hare Krishna. So in our previous session, we stopped at a point where Sita enters fire to prove her chastity. And Ram, with his eyes cast down, was feeling very overwhelmed with emotions, and his eyes were filled with tears. And at that time, all the demigods, Kubera, Yama, Varuna, Indra, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all of them appeared there in the sky. When Ram saw all these great personalities with raised hands appear in front of him, Lord Ram very humbly folded his palms and offered him their respect. Offered them his respect. Now, this is where we stopped in the previous class, and we have to continue from here today. So, this is Yuddha Kanda Part 10, and today we will be finishing the Ramapattabhishekam. So, the demigods appear in the sky, and all the demigods began to speak to Ram. They said, O Ram, O creator of all the universes, You are the cause of all causes. You are the knower of everything of what is happening. How is it that you are seeing Sita jump into the fire? Are you not aware of yourself? Who do you think you are? Why are you acting like this? Why are you acting like a normal human being? So when Ram was asked like that, Ram very, very humbly, he said, oh, who am I? I'm an ordinary human being. I'm the son of Dasharath. What are you all talking? Atmanam manusham manye Ramam Dasharath Atmajam. I'm just the simple son of Dasharath. And when the demigods heard that, Brahma said, oh, what are you saying? You're the foremost among all the Rudras. You are one among the Satyas. You are the sun. You are the moon. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are also the middle of everything. You yourself are in everything, and everything rests in you. You are the Lord of all the Lords. You are the Lord with four arms, the very embodiment of all dharma, the very embodiment of all righteousness. You are the Lord of the senses. You are the supreme soul of this entire universe. You are the one who holds the Sharanga bow. That's why the Lord is sometimes addressed as Sharanga Pani. So as we all know, the chief weapons of the Lord at the Sudarshan Chakra is Panchajanya Conch, the club called as Kaumodaki, his sword called as Anandaka, and his bow that he always carries with him is called as the Sarangi. Hence the Lord is known as Saranga Pani, and here he is referred as Sharangi. So here, he's addressed, then Brahma continues. He says, your Sarangi, your Rishikesha, your Upendra, Madhusudana, you're the protector of Indra, your Padmanabha, from whose navel I appear, myself, Brahma appears from your navel, and you're the only shelter of everybody in this universe. You are Sarvaloka Sharanya, you are the Vedas, you are the only enjoyer of all the sacrifices performed in the world. The Brahmanas and the cows are very dear to you. You have 1,000 legs, 1,000 heads, 1,000 eyes, as the Sirisha Purusha. You are everything of that. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, never leaves your chest. Sesha, you expand yourself as Sesha and hold up the earth. Brahma is in your heart. Saraswati is your tongue. The demigods are your limbs. You are day, you are night. You are the coolness of the moon. The fire is your anger. And the coolness of the moon is when you feel cool. You bear the Srivatsa mark on your chest. Previously, you bet 3 pieces of land from Delhi Maharaj and you took the form of Trivikrama, and you being the same Vishnu today, accompanying with Goddess Lakshmi, who is always residing on your chest, today you have taken this human-like form and you are Lord Sri Ram today. You were on a mission to kill Ravana, and now that it is accomplished, please. Please destroy your pastimes and return back to the spiritual world. So Brahma, he offered these very, very beautiful prayers. And there is a Phalashruti for this section, the prayers of the demigods headed by Brahma. Whoever attentively hears these prayers of Brahma to Lord Ram will be ever happy in this world, and they will secure their place in the spiritual world. And they will never have to face humiliation or defeat in their lives. So all glories to the assembled devotees of Lord Sri Ram. So hearing these auspicious words of Brahma, the fire god Agnidev, he came up taking Sita in his arms. So shaking off that fire in which Sita had entered and taking Sita, who is the daughter of Janaka, in his arms, the fire god, he sprang forth at once in a personified form. And holding in his arms this very young and beautiful Sita, who was shining so brightly like the rising sun. She was completely decked with ornaments of refined gold. She was wearing a red-colored sari. She had black curly hair decorated with fresh flowers. And she looked exactly the same as she did when she entered the fire. So nothing happened to her. Her decorations, the flowers on her hair, the makeup, nothing was disturbed. Her sari, she was not even touched by the fire. So the original Sita, who was in the custody of the fire god, was returned now back to Ram. So remember, we already discussed this particular point in our previous section about the story of Maya Sita as recounted in the Kurma Purana and also the other Purana. So we discussed this. So this original Sita came back, and then Agnidev said, here is your Sita. And there is no sun in her.
And this auspicious lady, she's never been unfaithful to me, either by her words, mind, or even her intellect, or by her glances. And separated from you, this miserable and helpless lady was actually taken away forcefully by our demon Ravana. Because of his arrogance, she was taken away. So when Ram heard these beautiful words of Agnidev, he said, Sita, she had to, Ram, these are the words of Ram. Ram said with a very sweet voice, he said, Sita had to undergo this great ordeal, this horrifying experience, all of this, just to show the world her purity. This was to show her pure character to all the people. So also, the world will unnecessarily gossip about her chastity, saying Sita was in another man's place for over 10 months, and this Ram, he took Sita immediately because he was overcome by lust for her. But now that this episode has happened, the entire world can see her chastity. I know Sita very well, and I surely know that my Sita, who is the glorious daughter of Janaka, who resides very deep within my heart, my thoughts are always dwelling about her. I know very well about her that she has her undivided affection for me. I know Sita is the most chaste, and I know Ravana cannot do anything to her. She is like fire. I had to stay silent when she entered the fire, just to show the three worlds who she is and how pure Sita is. Fire cannot burn fire. She is like fire, and she is Sita. More than anything else, remember, this Sita is non-different from me, just like how sunlight is non-different from the sun. So when Ram said these words, Sita, the Vanaras, the demigods, all of them became very, very happy. And observing everything that was happening, the glorification by Brahma and the demigods, the words of Agnidev, the answer given by Lord Ram, Lord Shiva, Maheshwara, he began speaking and he said, Oh Ram, we are so happy that you performed this humongous task of killing Ravan. However, we are not saying that you must withdraw your pastimes and come back immediately. We know that you have to perform other tasks too in the future. He said, you must now go ahead, you must go and console Bharata, give him happiness, give happiness to mothers Kausalya, Sumitra, Kaikeyi, rule Ayodhya, perform many, many yajnas and satisfy all the Brahmanas. Then Mahadev said, your father Dasharatha has also come with us today, and he is sitting in the Vimana of Lord Indra. He has come from the heavenly planet and he has come to see you. So when Ram and Lakshman heard this, they were so happy. And seeing Dasharath, Ram and Lakshman immediately fell down and offered their obeisances. Then Dasharath, with love and affection, he took Ram on his lap and he said, Oh Ram, separated from you, this heaven is not at all a happy place for me. I don't enjoy all this respect that they're giving me in heaven. But today, I feel so happy. I feel so happy that I've seen you. I see my son so happy and victorious. Now that all your enemies are destroyed and you've fully gone through this period of exile, please come, become the emperor soon. Please go back to Ayodhya. The words that were uttered by Kaikeyi long time back with the aim of sending you to an exile are still imprinted in my heart. I'm not able to forget it. Now, after I heard the words of these demigods, I can recognize you, who you are. You are the Supreme Lord. You have appeared here for the destruction of Ravana. You were born of the most fortunate Kausalya. Kausalya will be so happy to see you return. So I really want to see you reunited with Bharata, who is really affectionate towards you, who is very honest and always very virtuous. Hey Ram, you spent 14 years residing in the forest with Lakshman and Sita. So I really want you to become the emperor and live a long life with your sons. In that time, Ram, joining his palms, he requested his father for a boon. He said, my dear father, I have a request. Can you please give me this request? Please forgive Kaikeyi and Bharat. I think you will remember the words you spoke 14 years back. You said that you disown Kaikeyi and Bharat. Please, 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 may that terrific curse not touch Kaikeyi and her son Bharat. Dasharatha was so happy. He said, yes,
May it be so. I will definitely forgive them for you, Ram. Then embracing Lakshman, Dasharath told Lakshman, Lakshmana, you are such a nice son. You have done so much great service to Ram and Vaidehi. You went out in the forest with them. Saumitri, you will always be glorified forever as the most virtuous, and this world will always glorify you as a symbol of servitude. Service means Lakshmana, Lakshmana means service. So seeing Sita standing there with her joint palms, Dasharath told her, address her my daughter. He didn't address her my daughter-in-law. He said, my dear daughter Sita, please don't ever be angry with Ram because of what had just happened. He didn't doubt you. He really did this just to prove your purity to the world. This act of entering the fire which has been done by you, my daughter, this is the most difficult task to perform for anyone. Your character is so glorious and you will always be celebrated as the most chaste woman, and nobody can imitate your character. And of course, I don't have to tell you anything more. You know very well, you know how to serve your dear husband, Lord Ram. So being very satisfied, seeing his sons and daughter-in-law victorious, Dasharath went back in that Vimana, back to the abode of Lord Indra. So after Dasharath returned with Indra, Indra was still stationed there. I mean, Dasharath returned back to the airplane, whereas Indra was still standing there. And he folded his palms and he asked, Ram, is there any way I can serve you? I just want to give you some boon, so please ask me for something, Ram. Then Ram, very happily, he said, oh, Indra, if you have affection for me, please fulfill this desire that I have. All the Vananas and bears fought so bravely. Some of them even died in the battlefield. Oh, Indra, I want to see all of them happy with their wives and children, so please restore their lives back. All of them should become free from their wounds and pain and come back stronger and more valiant. So wherever these wonderful Vanaras live, let there be rivers of crystal clear water, flowers, roots, fruits, even in an off season, so that they are always happy and strong. So Ram is such a great example of how to show gratitude. He always asked for the welfare of others. Even when he saw Dasharath, he was asking the welfare of Kaikeyi and Bharat. Now when Indra was ready to give up bones, he said, let the Vanaras come back alive. So like this, when Ram had asked, Indra smiled and he told Ram, dearest Ram, this boon is so difficult to grant. You know what it is to bring back people to life like that? But still, I will bring them back to life. And then all the Vanara warriors, they got up at once as though they had been in deep sleep. They got up and all their wounds were completely healed. And all the Vanaras were so surprised. And they were telling each other, oh, what miracle is this? What miracle is this? And then Indra said, my dear Rama, now you proceed towards Ayodhya. Reunite with Bharat and Shatrughna and rule Ayodhya very happily. And then Ram prepares to leave for Ayodhya. At this time, even though Vibhishan requested Ram to remain in Lanka for some days, some time, to receive his hospitality, Ram very gently refused to do so. He said, if you want to give some hospitality and give us a good treat, you please give that to Sugriva and the other Vanaras. They have really fought a lot. Let them enjoy your hospitality. But for me, I have undergone enough. And I need to go back, I really need to go back because Bharat will be waiting for me. He has vowed to give up his life if I don't return back after this exile on time. He said he will not tolerate any delay. So my first duty is to proceed to Ayodhya quickly. I don't have much time. I cannot delay. How can I enjoy here when the son of Kaikeyi is suffering there? He's so soft and tender and he's been waiting for me to return. He will suffer if I don't go back on time. I will not even shower or dress up or clean up myself before I go see Bharat. So then he asked Vibhishan, Vibhishan, tell me an idea. This path in which we came is not going to take me back in Ayodhya in a day. So tell me the best way to get to Ayodhya on time. So hearing these words of Ram, Vibhishan told Ram, I will make sure that you get to the city of Ayodhya in a day. The Pushpaka Vimana, which was stolen by my brother Ravana from Kubera, it is still there. It was used for all wrong purposes for so many years. Now let this Vimana serve you today. So then he said, this Pushpaka Vimana will take you back very fast. It's going to just take you a few hours. I mean, very fast you will go and reach there. So please stay for some time with me. So then Ram, without hurting Vibhishan, he said, Vibhishan, I really respect you for who you are and how much you have done for me. But how can I ignore Bharat now? Bharat, he's been waiting and I cannot believe, so I need to go. He's been waiting for me and he's staying in Nandigram, somehow hoping that I will return on time. Then Vibhishan, who was always trying to serve Ram to his best, he immediately accepted Ram's words. He could understand what Ram was saying. And he summoned the most beautiful Vimana, the Pushpaka Vimana. This Pushpaka Vimana, it was looking like a lightning. It was in the shape of a swan. So he summoned the Vimana to come here. And then Vibhishan again folded his palms and he asked Ram, is there anything else I can do to serve you? So after some thought, very affectionately, Ram told him, let all these Vanaras and bears who have performed so much, such a huge, tremendous task for me, be honored with precious stones and riches of different types. Hey, king of the demons, Vibhishan, new king, they worked so hard in the battle to conquer the city of Lanka for you. Now you are the king. If they are honored and acknowledged for all your services, they will feel very happy. Hearing these words of Ram, Vibhishan was so happy seeing the merciful nature of Ram. He talked of every single little thing that is the glory of Ram. He felt so happy seeing his Lord and he called and he honored all these Vanaras by giving them precious stones and gold to them. Ram then mounted that excellent Pushpak Viman along with his brother Lakshmana and taking this bashful Sita in his arms. With love, he glorified Sugriva again and again, and the entire Vanara army, he profusely thanked them for their services. And then he told them, you have performed so much for me, now you can proceed back to Kishkindha. He told Vibhishan, you can now settle in your kingdom and rule Lanka very well. Even the demigods, including Indra, will not be able to attack you anymore. So hearing these beautiful words of Ram, the Vanara chiefs and Vibhishan, they felt very emotional. They just didn't want to leave Ram. So they cried out and they told Ram with folded palms, we also wish to come with you to Ayodhya. You take us all. Take us all with you there. We also want to see Ayodhya. We want to come, pay our obeisances to your mothers and see your coronation ceremony. Don't leave us. We also want to come with you. So devotees, they are always like that. Wherever the Lord is, they want to go with the Lord. So hearing these words of the Vanaras and Vibhishan, Ram said, what else is more dear to me than taking you all with me? This gives me immense happiness. I'm going to be so happy taking all of you with me to Ayodhya. So Sugriva was so happy. Vibhishan was so happy. And then Ram said, yes, all of you come. All of you can come and attend my coronation ceremony. So then he said, oh Sugriva, come quickly, ascend this Viman along with all your Vanaras. And Vibhishana, the king of the demons, you also come inside this airplane along with your counselors. So everybody was so happy. They all entered the airplane and they proceeded in this Pushpaka Vimana towards Ayodhya. Now, while traveling over different places, Ram was showing Sita all the places so that the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could grace them with her merciful glance. So we will also sit with them in that Vimana and listen to this beautiful conversation between Ram and Sita, and so we can also revise the Ramayana as Ram covers all the important places and pastimes of the Ramayana. He told Sita, see the Trikuta mountain over which the city of Lanka is built. That is where Ravana's palace is. And now Vibhishan is the king. Then he showed, Sita, look there. Look at the battlefield. This battlefield which is covered with dust and flesh and blood, that is where Ravana, the king of the demons, was killed for your sake. Then while flying through the battlefield, Ram showed see, this demon was killed there, that demon was killed here. He was showing where all the principal demons were killed by all these Valaras, Manara chiefs. Then he shows her the great ocean as they flew, and he says, this is the bridge that is famously known as Nala Setu because it was built by the Vanara Nala. This was so difficult to construct, and it was built over the salt ocean for your sake. See this beautiful bridge. Hey Sita, see the golden mountain in the middle of the ocean. That mountain is called as Maunaka. This mountain rose on top in the middle of the ocean to give rest to Hanuman who flew over it, who came as my messenger to see you. See there, Setubandhan, the place where the bridge construction began. This is a very sacred spot. It is capable of washing away all the major sins of everybody. See there, this is the very place where Vibhishan first came to see us. Hey Sita, see all these beautiful places. And then they crossed over the ocean and they started flying through the land of Bharat. And there he showed, oh Sita, behold, see this beautiful city of Sugriva, Kishkinta, which is beautiful and rich with such nice colorful forests. Here, Vali was killed by me. Seeing the city of Kishkinta, which was earlier ruled by Vali, Sita feeling very with a lot of shyness and love, and a lot of compassion for the wives of the Vanaras who were waiting for the return of their husbands, Sita said, O King Ram, I wish to reach this capital city of Ayodhya along with you, but I want to be accompanied by all the wives of the other Vanara chiefs, like Tara and all the female Vanaras. They have been waiting for their husbands' return, so let us take all of them with us. So hearing these words of Sita, Ram then said, okay, and they descended from the Pushpak Vimana. The Pushpak was stopped in Kishkinta, and Ram told Sugriva, please tell Tara to come along with all the wives of the Vanaras, and we will proceed with them. So Sugriva quickly went, and he told Tara, please proceed to Ayodhya. Ram is asking all of you to come. So bring all the wives of all the Vanaras, all the female Vanaras. Come, let's all get into the Ithran and let's go to Ayodhya to see the beautiful city of Ayodhya, get the blessings of the mothers, and also see the coronation ceremony of Lord Ram. So permitted by Sugriva, all the female Vanaras, they hurried up, they got dressed very fast, and they went and boarded the airplane. So they actually circumambulated the airplane in respect, and then they went into the airplane in eagerness to see this most fortunate Sita Devi. Then the Vimana began flying again, and Ram continued, and he said, hey Sita, see there, you can see the Rishyamukha Parvat. This is where I met Sugriva, the king of the Vanaras. He made an agreement with me to help me, and I made an agreement with him to kill Vali. Then he shows the Pampa Nadi, Shabari's ashram, the place where he killed Kabanda, and the place where Jatayu fell dead, trying to prevent Ravana from taking Sita. Then he said, Sita, now you can see the beautiful Panchavati, that is adorned by five huge banyan trees. This area is where Khara, the demon, was killed, along with Dushana and Trishiras. And over there, you can see our enchanting cottage, which was built with the help of Lakshman. This is where we stayed. And in fact, this is where you were forcibly taken away by Ravana. Then you can see the ashram of Sutikshna, Sharabhanga, the ashram of Atri, the place where Virada was killed. And remember, this is where you saw the chaste Anasuya, the wife of Atri. Here is Chitrakoot, the excellent mountain. Bharata came here to seek my consent to return back to Ayodhya, and later, very humbly, he took my sandals and he went back. Hey Sita, here is the beautiful Yamuna River surrounded by such beautiful, colorful forests. And here you can see the hermitage of sage Bharatwaj. So at this point, they were nearing Bharatwaj Ashram. But Ram continued to point out further at a distance other sacred landmarks. He said, there at a distance you can see the holy river Ganga, which purifies all the three worlds. And you can also see the town of Sringi Bhairapuram, where Guha my friend stays. And beyond that, at a distance, is the river Sarayu. Hey, Vaidehi, can you see there? There is our capital city, Ayodhya. Please offer your respects to Ayodhya, Aparajita, from here itself. So when the Vanaras and Vibhishan, they heard the name Ayodhya, they were so excited and everyone sprang up to catch a glimpse of Ayodhya. Ayodhya was so beautiful, with rows of white-colored palaces, intersected with white roads and crowded with elephants and horses, and it was looking like Amaravati, which is the capital of Indra. However, the airplane now, the Pushpaka Vimana, was still near Bharatraj Ashram. So there was one stopover here. So when they came, they first stopped over at Kishkindha. Now this is the second stopover. So after completion of 14 years of his exile, on the fifth day, Panchami, of the bright half of the lunar month, that is the Shukla Paksha of the Chaitra Masa, Ram decided to get off the plane in Bharadwaj's ashram, as he had earlier promised the sage that he would meet them on his way back to Ayodhya. So he had given a promise to the sage, and he kept up his promise. He got down from the airplane, and he went inside Bharadwaj ashram. So reaching the hermitage of sage Bharadwaj, he offered his obeisances to the sage, and Bharadwaj was so delighted. He was so happy to see Ram. Ram inquired from Bharadwaj, "Dear sage, I hope Ayodhya is fine. All the citizens are doing well. Is everything okay there? Is Bharat ruling well? I hope my mothers are still alive." Smiling, Bharadwaj told him, "Ram, Bharata, with his mud-smeared limbs, carrying the burden of blame of sending you to the forest on his head, feeling so miserable, with matted locks, placing your most glorious wooden sandals in front of him, he's looking forward to your arrival, and he's ruling the kingdom very well. All of them are safe in your home. The city of Ayodhya is faring very well. Everyone is fine. I'm so happy that you have come back. You have come back victorious. From the strength of my meditation, I could understand all the events that had happened with you. How Sita was kidnapped, how you crossed the great ocean with the Vanaras, and how you won the battle. My disciples also updated me about all this." Then sage Bharadwaj, very affectionately, he told Ram to ask him for a boon. Ram said, "Respectable sage, I have only one request from you." Even now, see how Ram asks. Whenever someone says asking for a boon, he will always ask for others. So even now, Ram said, "Let all these trees that is there here and on the way back to Ayodhya, as we fly towards Ayodhya, bear fruits. Though it is off-season now, let all the trees bear fruits flowing with honey." So once the consent of the sage was given, all these trees were there. They became like heavenly trees, full of ripe, tasty fruits. To an extent of 3 yojanas on all sides and all directions of their travel, the trees, some trees were very old, some trees were new, some trees didn't even bear fruits. Like that, each and every tree, in any condition it may be, began bearing ripe fruits. It all bore fresh fruits, just like how in the heavenly planet, so many trees are there with ripe fruits. The Vanara trees, they were so happy. They were so excited. They all pounced on the fruits and they consumed thousands and thousands of fruits very happily. They were so hungry. They were so hungry with all this. They were so happy eating all these fruits. Even now, Ram's thoughts were about his friends, the Vanaras, and how to please his devotees. That was the only thought in his mind. Now, on the insistence of Bharadwaj, Ram was asked to stay in the Bharadwaj ashram for that day, stay there for the night, and then proceed to Ayodhya the next day. So when Ram was requested like this by sage Bharadwaj, Ram was now thinking what to do. See, he successfully managed to refuse Vibhishan politely, and Vibhishan would listen to Ram. But now it is the great sage Bharadwaj requesting him. He cannot give reasons and all that to Bharadwaj. You know? He was very respectful towards Bharadwaj. So he became very thoughtful, and finally he agreed because it was such a great sage requesting him. But then Ram, he called out for Hanuman, and he told Hanuman, "My dear Hanuman, I need some help from you. Can you please immediately go to Sringi Bhairapuram and find Guha, who's the leader of the tribes there. Tell him that I am arriving very soon and I know you've been waiting for me, waiting to see me back. So he will be extremely happy to hear about me. Go tell him that you are my messenger and I'm coming very soon. Take his help. He knows all the routes there. So you take his help and proceed to where Bharat is staying. So go to Nandigram. Bharat is staying there. You take Guha along with you and go and find Bharat. Now give Bharat the news that I am returning to Ayodhya very soon after conquering Ravana. Tell him all the incidents that have happened. Bharat is not aware of everything. So you go and tell him of what all had happened, how Sita was abducted, how with the help of Sugriva and his army, he crossed the ocean, fought with Ravana, defeated Ravana, saw our dear father Dasharath by the mercy of Mahadeva, and with their blessings and the blessings of all the demigods, I'm now nearing Ayodhya. So while you tell him all these instances, keep watching his expression. See his intentions. See the color of his face. See his glances. See his speech. I know very well my brother Bharat is missing me a lot. He misses me so much. He has so much love for me. And he's performing severe austerities in my absence. However, if at all at any time you feel he has the slightest inclination to retain the kingdom, and if he feels that my coming may cause some disturbance to him, make sure that you immediately come and give me the information before I near Nandigram. I know Bharat, I know him very well, but still, in case there is such an inclination, I can go back to the forest and live forever. I'll be very happy in the forest and I'll be very happy to give him the kingdom. I don't want to disturb him. So please find out these details. So tell him that Sita, Lakshman and myself are coming very, very soon. So commanded by Ram, Hanuman, immediately he assumed a human-like form and he swiftly went to Ayodhya. He first landed in Shringaderipuram and he told Guha, I'm the messenger of Lord Ram. Ram inquires your welfare, and Ram is returning back from his exile very soon. So Guha was very happy and he was so excited. Taking Guha with him, he proceeded to Nandigram immediately because Bharata was waiting there. He was waiting. He said, I cannot tolerate any delay after 14 years. So Hanuman knew the situation and immediately he rushed with Guha to Nandigram and he gave the news to Bharat, who was suffering in separation from Lord Ram. Now, according to some other retellings of Ramayana, which is not there in the Valmiki Ramayana, Bharat thought that the time of Ram's return was getting over and he lit the fire and he was just about to get into that fire, but Hanuman appeared there and at the exact right time and stopped him. This is one retelling of the Ramayana. However, in the Valmiki Ramayana, it says that Hanuman reached Nandigram and there, at a distance of 2 miles from Ayodhya. So this Nandigram was at a distance of 2 miles away from Ayodhya. Bharata was staying there, and he was ruling the kingdom from here, from Nandigram. So Hanuman, he saw Bharat living in a hermitage at Nandigram, wearing 3 barks wrapped around his waist. He was looking miserable and emaciated. He was wearing matted locks on his head. His limbs were all coated with dirt. He was afflicted because of his separation from Ram. He was just subsisting on roots and fruits. And his senses were completely subdued. He was engaging in austerities. He was always thinking of the Supreme Lord. And he was just so looking like a Brahminical sage who's accustomed to a lot of austerities. He was there, strewing the earth, placing the wooden sandals of Ram before him, protecting the people of Ayodhya with the ministers, priests, the troop commanders, and everybody with all of their help. He kept the padukas of the Lord as the king and he ruled Ayodhya. So when Hanuman went in front of this Bharat, he told him, your brother for whom you've been waiting all these years has inquired about your welfare and I've come as a messenger. I have a message for you from him. I'm telling you this very pleasant news. Please give up this anguish that you are in.
within a very short while, you'll be meeting your brother Ram. Having killed Ravana and he's got back Sita, Ram is returning with all his mighty Vanara friends. Lakshmana and Sita are accompanying him and he's on the way. So he gave this message, and this son of Kaikeyi, Bharata, on hearing this news that Ram was returning, he was so delighted. He was so overwhelmed with so much joy that he fainted and fell down on the ground. Valmiki says he lost his consciousness for one full muhurta, and then slowly he regained his consciousness. And embracing Hanuman, he bathed Hanuman with his tears of uncontrollable joy, and he told, "Oh Hanuman, who are you? Are you some demigod or are you a human being? Who are you? You're so compassionate. I wish to give you all the jewels and anything and everything you ask for." Then Hanuman slowly sat down Bharata, and Hanuman, he recounted to Bharata the complete details. He gave each and every detail from the day Bharat took the wooden sandals of Ram till the day Ravana was killed and Ram's returning back in the Pushpak. So Hanuman said, "Ram is staying now in the ashram of sage Bharatvaj." Now throughout, we see that Hanuman was giving all these intricate details, and he was saying, he was also observing the face of Bharata. And we all know how Bharata would have reacted. Bharata, he was so happy that Ram is coming back. That's the only thing he was worried about. So then Hanuman said these beautiful words. He said, "Tomorrow, when the moon will be in the conjunction of the nakshatra, Pushya nakshatra." Pushya nakshatra is considered very auspicious, actually. It's a very auspicious nakshatra. So Hanuman says, when the moon is in conjunction with the Pushya nakshatra, you will be able to see Ram without any hindrance. Then Bharat, folding his palms, he told Hanuman with a very choked voice, "Finally, today my desire has been fulfilled after a very, very long time." So then Bharat, he was so excited. He was so happy. He called for his brother Shatrughna, and he shared this wonderful news, and he commanded Shatrughna to make all grand arrangements for the reception of Ram. So he told, "Please arrange for special pujas to be performed in all the temples. Arrange for great singers, reciters, dancers, and others to come immediately to receive Ram. Tell our mothers the happy news that Ram is returning with Lakshmana and Sita, and call for all the army men and ministers to please come and receive Ram." Then Shatrughna, he further gave orders to the members of the city of Ayodhya. He told them to arrange for the grand reception of Ram. He called for some able men, and he gave them commands to repair the roads, fill up the cavities in the roads that was taking them from Nandigram to Ayodhya. He said, "Let the entire ground of Ayodhya be sprinkled with cooling water. Let everyone shower flowers and grains on the roads. Let the streets of Ayodhya be lined with flags and decorated very well." All of them were so happy. The ministers, the warriors, the mothers got the news. They were so excited. They were so happy. They were waiting for this day. They all hastened up and they went. Everybody went as fast as possible to Nandigram on palanquins, and many people took different kinds of elephants and they marched forward towards Nandigram. Now, placing these beautiful wooden sandals of his brother Ram on his head, speaking the white sacred umbrella to receive his brother, holding two white whisks decorated with gold, this emaciated Bharat, accompanied by all his ministers and entertainers, they were all ready, they were waiting. They had taken their positions, they were waiting to see Ram descend. So the entire city of Ayodhya literally reached Nandigram. And glancing around, Bharat asked Hanuman, "Hanumanji, I don't see Ram yet. Where is he? Is he coming? I'm not seeing him still. And then I hope you're not telling all this just to appease me. I hope Ram is really coming. Please tell me, is Ram coming?" And then Hanuman smiled and said, "Hey Bharat, yes, I already sense that these great Vanaras are rejoicing and they are arriving with Ram, and they have already crossed the river Gomati. Can you see the cloud of dust shooting forth from the forest of Sala trees in the outskirts of Nandigram? It is the work of the Vanaras. I understand that these Vanaras are shaking this beautiful forest of Sala trees.
And we have just they're just crossing that area. They're going to about, they're just about to reach Nandigram any second. So when he just finished saying these words, and within the moment, finally appeared the most beautiful Pushpak Vimana on the sky. Everybody, all the elders, the kings, all of them screamed in joy. Here comes Ram. Everyone shouted in joy. And descending from their chariots and elephants and horses and standing on the ground, holding their palms, all the people saw Ram sitting in the chariot like the moon in the sky. They were so overjoyed. Bharata, with his joined palms, he faced towards Ram, worshipped him and welcomed him in a befitting way. Ram descended down from that gorgeous airplane and he received Bharat. He embraced him tightly and placed him on his lap affectionately. Bharata, very lovingly, he received Lakshmana and Sita Devi, and he embraced Sugriva, Jambava, Angada, Mainda, Vivida, Neela, Rishabha, Tushena, Nala, Gavaksha, Gundamandana, Sharava, Kalasha, and all the other Vanaras. With love, he, with choked voice, he told Sugriva, "You are our fifth brother. You have done so much for us." He told Vibhishan, "Thank you so much. Such a great task has been accomplished by you." Then Shatrughna went forward and offered his obeisances to Ram along with Lakshman. He very reverentially fell at the lotus feet of Sita Devi. He bowed down in humility to all of them. And then Ram, by going forward, he went towards his mother, who was completely pale and emaciated due to her grief for so many years. Ram bowed down. He held her lotus feet, making Kausalya feel delighted. He offered his obeisances to Sumitra and the illustrious Kaikeyi and all the other mothers, 350 wives Dasharath had. He offered his obeisances to all the 350 mothers. Then Ram, he went to Vasishta, who is the head priest, and he offered his respects. With folded palms, all the citizens of Ayodhya welcomed him with joined palms, just like how thousands of lotus flowers would suddenly appear in bloom. All of them folded their palms. So then, taking this wooden sandals of Ram, Bharata, very carefully, he went and he placed this at the feet of Ram. And Ram wore those sandals. Bharata told his brother, "This entire kingdom of yours was kept with me as a deposit. I am now returning this kingdom to you. My life has accomplished its purpose today, and my wish has been fulfilled as you are back now in Ayodhya. Your treasury, granary, the comforts of the kingdom, everything has been enhanced 10 times by me. It has multiplied by 10 times." Seeing that Bharata speaking like this with affection for his brother, Vibhishan and the Vanaras, they shed tears uncontrollably, seeing the humility of Bharat. Then Ram looked around and he commanded the Pushpaka Vimana. He told the Pushpaka Vimana, "Now you can take leave and you can go back to your original master. Become the transport for your original master, Kubera. I permit you to leave now and thank you so much for all your services." So then, given permission by Lord Ram, that beautiful Vimana speeded towards the northern direction and reached the abode of Kubera. Bharata then told his brother Ram, "You gave the kingdom to me and treated my mother's words very respectfully. I have served my best, but I am a very menial servant. I am not able to follow your path properly. I am no more than a donkey trying to imitate the gallop of a horse. You are like the horse and I am like a donkey. My dear Ram, today I want to see you. The entire world wants to see you be crowned like the sun with its glowing splendor at noon. Hereafter, you are the only emperor. You are the eternal Chakravarti. Let the glorious Ramarajya begin." And then all of them took their sacred baths. Ram's matted hair was cleansed and cut. And Ram and Lakshmana were dressed by Shatrughna. Sita was bathed and dressed by the chief mothers, Kausalya, Kaikeyi, and Sumitra. Kausalya, with her own hands, she dressed the wives of the Vanaras with beautiful ornaments. Sumantra, the great charioteer, who spoke such beautiful words in the previous sections of the Ramayana, the very wise charioteer, he brought the chariot, and Ram ascended the chariot.
Bharata took up the reins, Shatrughna held an umbrella on Ram's head, Lakshmana held a whisk, Vibhishan, the king of the demons, standing nearby, he held a white-colored fan. Thereupon, Sugriva, he mounted an elephant by the name Shatrughna, and looking like a mountain, they all went forward. All the Vanaras took human-like forms. They didn't want to retain their Vanara forms there. They all took human-like forms, and they ascended, different kinds of elephants. Men and women with grains and rice in their hands, they were walking forward. They were also accompanied by different kinds of cows, maidens, brahmanas having sweets in their hands. All of them, they walked in front in a procession in front of Ram's chariot. Then Ram narrated about his friendship that was established with Sugriva, the great power of Hanuman, the act of the Vanaras, everything. He told all these stories to his ministers while they were going towards the capital. Everybody was astonished. Then, when they entered the city, the citizens, they had hoisted flags in every house. Ram reached his beautiful palace finally. And then, once he reached the palace, he told his brother Bharata, please give this great palace of mine, the biggest palace that we have, which looks so excellent with a beautiful garden and decorated with pearls and cat-eye gems, to Sugriva and his Vanara friends. Let them all stay there. Ram, he always wanted to give his devotees the best. So he said, the best palace that we have, give it to Sugriva for a stay. Then Sugriva, that day night, he gave 4 golden jars studded with jewels to 4 leaders of the Vanaras, and he told the Vanaras, tomorrow at dawn, with your jars, go bring water from all the 4 oceans. So Jambavan, Hanuman, a Vanara called as Begadarshi, and Rishabha, they brought water from all the oceans. They also brought sacred water from 500 rivers in their jars. So this was all for the coronation ceremony of Ram. And led by the elderly Vasishta, along with all the other Brahmanas on his side, finally, the moment of Lord Ram's coronation had come, he invited Ram to come and occupy the great throne of the Ikshvaku dynasty, along with his very dear wife Sita. Vasishta, Vamadeva, Kashyapa, Katyayana, Suyagnya, Gautama, and Vijaya consecrated Ram, the tiger among men, with clear and fragrant water, and they placed the crown on his head, which long ago was adorned by Manu, the emperor, and his descendants, and which was originally fashioned by Lord Brahma himself in the beginning of the creation. So that gorgeous crown was now on the head of Lord Ram. Shatrughna held over him a white umbrella. Sugriva held a white whisk, and Vibhishan another whisk shining like the moon. The Apsaras danced and the Gandharvas sang, and by the command of Indra, the great wind god Vayudev presented to Ram a golden garland consisting of 1,000 lotuses which shone brilliantly. The wind god also presented to Ram a chain of pearls that were adorned with gems and endowed with different kinds of precious stones. Ram, first he gave away to the Brahmanas 100,000 horses and cows that have recently had calves, as well as 100 bulls. Ram also gave to Sugriva a beautiful chain that was studded with plenty of gems. Ram presented to Angada, the son of Vali, a bracelet worn on the upper arm. Ram presented to Sita, actually that excellent string of pearls given by Vayu, and also other ornaments. And Sita, taking that pearl necklace, looking towards Hanuman, took that pearl necklace from herself, and she repeatedly kept looking at Hanuman. She looked at her husband. She looked at her husband. She looked at Hanuman. So indicating that she wanted to give that pearl necklace to Hanuman. And looking at her, Ram, who was very well acquainted with the gestures of Sita, he told, dear Sita, give the pearl necklace to the person whom you're thinking you want to give it to. I know. Give it to the person whom you're pleased with. Go and give it to the person who has all the characteristics, all the divine characteristics. like sharpness, firmness, fame, dexterity, contemplance, modesty, prudence, virility, prowess, and intelligence. Go and give this pearl necklace to him. Janaki went forward and she gave that beautiful pearl necklace to Hanuman. Hanuman, who's the best among all the Valaras, by wearing that necklace, he looked very beautiful. All the elder ones among the Vanaras, all the elders of the Vanaras, they were honored suitably with various ornaments. Ram presented articles according to their liking to Mainda, Dvida, Neela, and others. Ram honored Vibhishan, the new king of the Rakshasas. He also honored Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, all the Vanaras with the objects they desired and gave them abundant gifts. So in fact, this is where, that the story of Ranganath appears. This is where actually Vibhishan manages to get Lord Ranganath in his hands. So all of them were very, very happy and taking permission from Lord Ram after seeing the coronation ceremony and after attending all the celebrations, they went back to Kishkintha and Vibhishan, he began to proceed back to Lanka. Then Lakshmana was requested by Ram to become the prince because now the king is ready. Who's the prince? So Ram very, happily, he was trying to request Lakshmana to become the prince. But Lakshmana, when he was asked, he said, no. I will only be the servant of Ram. There's no question of me becoming the prince. So Ram kept repeatedly requesting him in various ways and Lakshmana did not agree till the end. Then Ram finally, he called upon Bharata. Bharata will never speak a single word against Ram. So he called Bharata, he told him, I want you to become the prince. And immediately Bharata agreed and Bharat was coronated as the prince. Ram was satisfied with all the day. When the Ramaraja began, Ram satisfied all the devas by performing the Paundraka, Ashwamedha, Vajapaya sacrifices several times. While Ram was ruling the kingdom, there were no widows to lament, nor any danger from wild animals, nor any fear of diseases. The world itself was bereft of thieves and robberies. Every creature felt pleased. Everyone was only intent on dharma. Even the creatures, they did not kill each other. The world became Ram's world. The trees were bearing fruits and flowers regularly without being affected by pests and insects. So no insecticides during the time of Ram. The clouds were raining in time and the wind was so delightful to touch. While Ram was ruling, the people were intent on dharma and lived without telling lies. While Ram was ruling the kingdom, the people survived for thousands of years with thousands of their progeny, all free of illness and grief. While Ram was ruling the kingdom, the talks of the people were centered around Ram. Ram, 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 Rama was the only thing that was heard in the entire kingdom. Only the holy names of Lord Ram was being chanted and heard everywhere. Jai. So now this was the beauty of Ramarajya. So now we will go forward to the Palashruti. On hearing this narrative of the coronation of Ram, a person seeking sons will get sons. A person looking for wealth will get riches. A king conquers the earth and he overcomes his enemies. People will become happy forever. On hearing this, one gets longevity of life. He or she who hears with attention and with a subdued anger, this poetic composition done by Valmiki long time ago, that person overcomes all the difficulties in his life. Whoever hears this composition written by Valmiki long time ago, they on their absence from home will meet their relatives and get rejoiced. Whoever carefully listens to the effect in his house, all his obstacles will come to an end. A king conquers the earth, a person staying away from home fares well. More than anything, Ram gets forever pleased with him who listens to or reads the Ramayana daily. Lord Ram is indeed the eternal Vishnu. Ram is the Supreme Lord. Please repeat this epic, which occurred long time ago, to those who ask for it fearlessly. Let there be happiness unto you. Let the strength of the Lord increase.
by studying and listening to this epic, all the devatas get appeased. By listening to the Ramayana, the forefathers forever get pleased. It awards residence in the highest destination. This narrative is to be listened invariably by all good people who are seeking wisdom, longevity, health, fame, fraternity, intelligence, welfare, and brilliance. I also want to read the Palashruti from Uttarakhanda, which is even more interesting. So I'll read that. Yeah. This a man gets the retributions of performing 1,000 Ashwamedha and 10,000 Vajapeya sacrifices merely by hearing even one single of the cantos of this Ramayana. He is supposed to have visited all the holy places like Prayag, etc., and the rivers like Ganga, the forests like Naimisharanya, and the Kshetras, Kurukshetra in this world, who has listened to the Ramayana. One who gives 2,000 palas of gold at Kurukshetra on the sun eclipse, and the other who hears the Ramayana are both equal in inheriting. He who listens to the story of Ram with full reverence is freed from the sins and he goes to the world of Vishnu. He goes to Vaikuntha. This is the first and foremost epic composed on in the ages of remote past by sage Valmiki. He who listens to it every day attains the form of Vishnu, that is Sarupya Mukti, blessed with wife and progeny and wealth multiplied. One should listen to it, taking it to be true with a tranquil mind. The Ramayana is unsurpassed. It is an unsurpassed form of the Gayatri. He who narrates or listens to this story of Lord Ram with a lot of reverence and devotion becomes sinless and attains a very long life. He who wants to secure bliss should contemplate on Sri Ram and should narrate the story before Brahmanas day by day. He who reads this whole story of Sri Ram undoubtedly shall attain Vaikuntha after the end of his life. His father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, and even the father of those, even the fathers of this person attains the body of similar to Vishnu. The exploits of Sri Ram is the bestower of four objects: karma, artha, dharma, and moksha. One should listen carefully and diligently. Listening even a syllable or quarter of a verse of the Ramayana with reverence, one attains the world of Brahma and is regarded and respected there by him. Thus, recite this historical narrative with full faith. May all well be with you and enhance the power of Lord Sri Ram. So, this is the Palashruti of this section as well as the entire Ramayana. Now, I have some closing comments. I would like to repeat the words of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj for our benefit. Bhakti Charu Maharaj says, this Ramayana seminar is for us to understand who the Supreme Lord is and how magnanimous He is, how kind He is, how wonderful He is, and to understand that the goal of our life is to actually surrender to Him. That is the main understanding from the Ramayana. Just to understand that the goal of this life is to surrender unto Him. When we surrender unto Him, our life will be perfect. When we surrender unto Him, our life will be perfect. We will achieve everything and then there will be nothing to worry about. And we will become completely free from anxiety, fear, and life will be wonderful. That is the reward of understanding the Supreme Lord by hearing this wonderful pastimes of Ram. Ram's pastimes are full of karunya ras and virya ras. There is a lot of shoka, there is a lot of pathos, and also there is chivalry. We see the suffering of Sita, we see the valor of Ram, Hanuman, Sugriva, and others. That is Lord Ram's pastimes. Krishna's pastimes are full of madhur ras, very enjoyable. But by appreciating Ramachandra's Leela, we appreciate who Krishna Chandra is in a much better fashion. So these are the words of Bhakti Charu Maharaj which I wanted to repeat. And finally,
I would like to thank Srila Prabhupada, all our Guru Vargas, for giving us such beautiful seminars on Ramayana, the various compilations of the Valmiki Ramayana with the translation, the books by Krishna Dharma Prabhu, Purna Prajna Prabhu, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj and others, the insightful commentaries on select verses, key verses of the Ramayana by Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, and also the devotees who have given me this opportunity to purify myself. The devotees who have been listening, encouraging and being the real backbone of the series. I also beg forgiveness for all the mistakes I've made. I've made many mistakes. I've said many things wrongly and in several ways. So please forgive me for all of that, and I thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman ki jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And as requested, yes, we will continue. We will do the Uttarakhandam. It may not be in this detail, but we will give some insights into the Uttarakhandam. So thank you so much. Anyone has any questions, comments, or corrections, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Priti Lasinata ji.
Hare Krishna.
Very nicely recited and also explained. Very nicely. Now, we'll have Uttarakhand next time?
Yes, Mataji, we will have you.
Thank you, thank you. Very wonderful.
Thank you, Kamadiki Mataji.
Hare Krishna. It's just a very short time, isn't it? Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. In here, I'm indebted to you for giving this nectar. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for the opportunity, for allowing me to take this up. And thank you all so much for being there with me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Anyone else has any comments or questions? I've unmuted everyone.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanavach Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving us such a nice meditation on such an auspicious day. We were totally in that mood of Ramayana. We could actually have darshan of Ram entering into Ayodhya. And everything, it was like it's happening in front of us. You are an amazing narrator. And the effort you put into all this is just respectable, Mataji. Thank you so much for doing this for us.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your blessings and being with us. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I just want to say ditto to all that has been already said by the other Matajis. And you know how much I love your recitation of Ramayana. So what to speak of your doing it on this particular day. So eternal thanks for what you have done for our consciousness, because you've made it so easy for us to engage our consciousness and rapt attention in Krishna/Ram consciousness. So thank you for how you have blessed us in this way so much. Unrepayable debt. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gaurangi Mataji, thank you for your very kind words. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all our Guru Vargas who have given such insightful seminars. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Also, Mataji, I had this question from previous classes that in fourth part, you had mentioned that everybody... Can you hear me, Mataji?
Yeah, tell me, Mataji.
Yeah, in the fourth, Yudhakanda fourth part,
everybody was advising Ravana for letting Sita go to Ram, Lord Ram, and he was not listening. I mean, I had this feeling that he was having Goddess of Fortune with her, with him. Anybody, no one will feel like giving away Goddess of Fortune. And
yeah. So you want me to comment?
Even for us, if we have Goddess of Fortune, we won't feel like giving her away. And even though she might not be happy with us, still we won't feel like giving her away. So can you comment something on this?
Yes, Mataji. So the idea is, yes, anyone who has the Goddess of Fortune will not feel like giving up the Goddess of Fortune. That is true. The point here is, Mataji, when we, Ram and Sita, they always come together. Lakshmi, Narayan, they always come together. We cannot separate Lakshmi from Narayan or Narayan from Lakshmi. Or Radharani from Krishna or Krishna from Radharani. They are together. They are one unit. So the same thing happened with Shurpanakha. She wanted Ram and she wanted to kill Sita. She said, I will eat up the Sita because she's a hindrance. That doesn't work. So basically, that is the formula that will never work. If you want Lakshmi without Narayan, if you want Sita without Ram, no, it never works. They come as a single entity. So even for us, that's why Srila Prabhupada always says, you know, these people, they are only after Lakshmi. They don't want Narayan. No, they should always come together. Only then the person will be blessed. Otherwise, it's like separating, you know, this divine union between Lakshmi and Narayan. So we don't have that capacity to separate them. If we separate them, then we suffer. So basically, you have to accept them when they come together. So that is like a small lesson that we can learn from all these pastimes, this pastime of Shurpanakha or the pastime of Ravana, all of them, what they have done. They have done certain mistakes. But when you accept, Ram, Sita automatically comes. Same thing, when you accept for Shurpanakha's case, if she had accepted Sita and Ram, then she would have been blessed. That is the point, Natalie. It is natural, yes, everyone wants the Goddess of Fortune, but we must have the correct understanding. Did that help, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rupavati, Mataji. Blessed to have you on the call.
So much.
If no one else has any comments or questions, we can end the class. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for being with me, for completing this series. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And I felt I learned a lot. And it was a very good opportunity for me to purify myself. This entire series of Ramayana, it gave me an opportunity to hear from so many exalted souls and prepare for this class. Thank you all so much. Yes, we will continue the Uttarakhanda. And again, it may not be in much detail, but it will definitely cover certain insights. Again, I will be repeating the words of our gurus as well as some senior devotees who have spoken about various topics. We have not really done the Uttarakhanda as a whole, but rather we have given answers to some controversial questions. So we will be using that material. And we will try to cover Uttarakhanda as a book by itself. We will cover all the pastimes that is there in the Uttarakhanda. So I really thank all of you, and I again beg forgiveness for not doing Balakanda in detail, in this detail. I finished it in one class, but there is so much nectar even in Balakanda. So please forgive me for that because it was not planned properly. So thank you all so much again. वंशाकल्पतरु व्यक्त कृपासिंधु व्ययवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंतकोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज श्री रामनवमी की जय लॉर्ड श्री रामचंद्र सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान एंड ऑल द एसोसिएट्स ऑफ श्री रामचंद्र की जय वाल्मीकि रामायणम की जय
हरे कृष्णा माता जी
की जय
it was a very beautiful lecture, very beautiful.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thanks for your presence.
Thank you.
Krishna.
Also, Matiji, whenever you get time, can you once again go into Balakanda in detail?
Yeah, we'll probably do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. We will do it. We'll do it in detail. It was more of a summary class that day, but we'll definitely do it sometime in detail, Mataji. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare